Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to the ECW wrap-up show. Brought to you by the East Coast Audio for the date of January, what's the date, 20th? The inauguration date, as a matter of fact. 2-0, the inauguration date, Obama, 2009. I'm Barty for now, backed up by my homeboy, Travis Black. Say, what's up?
You.
We both sick. Both got calls. Please excuse us.
Yeah, but at least you probably will be well in the next day or two.
Yeah.
That's only my first full day of being sick. Like, it hit me yesterday, kind of last night on my way, like my last couple hours at work. And then today, I thought I was getting the flu. I was getting chills and shit, like my legs, my arms, got goosebumps all over. But last year when I got the flu in February, that shit kicked my ass. And this is nothing like it. I'm up. Last year I got the flu. That hit me. I came in with a straight sleep. But I'm cool. Go to work tomorrow. Just got a vicious cough, so I'll try not to Radigan and Bergen it up. Bergen's runny nose and Radigan's cough. Try to get that out of the microphone. But you don't listen to nobody's audio, so get out of here. You don't know nothing.
Like, right? Well, first person to cough loses.
No, there you go.
No, start now.
Start now.
All right,
so you can up. I mean, might as well jump right into this recap.
Well, let's just get our feelings overall. Let's not get too specific, but it was an okay show, but it really wasn't anything special, and got a C- on my grade, and I'll get to why.
Very, very thumbs in the middle. Almost a slight thumbs down, but there wasn't anything in it that was
not
over
even a,
bad.
Not even a Batista thumb in the middle? That's a worse than that?
A wavering thumb? No, just straight up in the middle.
Mm.
You know, so pretty predictable score for me. Like Fonzie, Daddy, right down the middle. So
the show opened up. Actually, they didn't even have the intro, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't hear the. I heard you was looking for me, so the show opened up.
They did the WWE thing joint, but
yeah,
they went right into
that.
The Swagger highlight video.
A highlight video and, you know, little tribute almost combined with a, you know, showing how he won a title last week and video clips. Beautiful. I don't have anything more to say than that. You know, same way I felt last week, beautiful. And you heard it here first. Then the opening segment came out. Grisham was in the middle of the ring and Hardy's music played. He introduced him. Matt Hardy came up for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
They showed clips of Jeff actually.
Just like a traditional, old school kind of mid-ring,
yeah.
You know, interview. I'd like to see more of these. Like to see more of these right after matches. Definitely.
Like the King usually does them. You see Taz do them every once in a while, but
right.
Every once in a while, good enough for me. I don't know.
I'd like to see more after the matches is over. A certain match is over, Taz or whoever they are, whatever. Grisham gets in the ring and then interviews the guy. Where he's coming day, you know, he's huffing, he's probably sweating. You know, I mean that's, you know, but that's probably 70s wrestling. That, you know.
The substitute for that is, I guess, the backstage vignettes and everything, I guess, huh?
I guess.
And, you know, the things that they encounter or, you know, the acting that goes with. I mean, you know, every once in a while is good enough. I don't miss it.
Yeah. Well, I do, a little bit.
Well, they showed clips from Jeff's accident again, and again, that's first and foremost. What's going on with your brother's health? It was like Grisham asked for an update.
Right.
Hardy said Jeff is doing fine, but he got first-degree burns on his face or something, or just...
Yeah.
I forget,
which one is the worst?
No, third degree is the worst.
Oh, so it goes that way. Right. Like, I'm like, murder. How did, because I was thinking it was the opposite.
About first
I'm
degree
like,
murder, though. You think about first degree
oh,
murder.
Okay.
Or like a crime.
I'm like, how they going to give him, how they going to say he got those kind of wounds? You don't come back from first, or you don't come back from third degree wounds just looking cool. I mean, third degree burns.
That's what.
But
that's
first
what
degree is just, it's cool. That's like, all right.
I had the same exact thought. I was like, how the hell is he going to get, oh, that's exactly what I felt, but I was like, oh shit, it's backwards. It's
right. Third is the worst.
And fourth is just bone.
Damn it.
You lost.
Bone.
wait,
you ever see that? You ever see that Aqua Teen where Meat Wad had the Egyptian T-shirt that one he wore?
It shrank in the dryer.
It shrank in the dryer. So yeah, Shake was going to try and wear it, and it shrunk. And then so Meat Wad wished all them Easter bunnies, and then he wished Santa Claus there. And then that egg hatched out in the yard, hatched and blew a fireball at Santa Claus. He didn't have no skin. You can see his ribs. You set me on fire, man, you little meatball. Anyway.
He gave then after, you know, giving us an update on Hardy's first degree burns and skin grafts, he talked about Swagger and, you know, he was kind of like, what was he saying? He said,
so he was better than he thought he was.
Good. And who are you to say something like that? You know what? Never mind. Let me stop. I guess Matt Hardy got the tenure, so he can think that.